In today's gospel, we have some of the sayings of Jesus, his wisdom sayings. Maybe reminds us a little bit of some of the Old Testament books like Proverbs or Sirach, which is what our first reading was taken from, kind of this list of these wise sayings. So Jesus is following right in that tradition from the Old Testament. And we get some pretty interesting images, some even humorous images. We could imagine some of these things and laugh, and that's what Jesus intends here. So for instance, when he asks, can a blind person guide a blind person? Well, if we imagined that, I mean, that would be laughable, be very, very foolish for a blind person to try to lead the way for a blind person. But of course, there's a message here. And so we don't want to allow ourselves to be led by someone who can't see clearly. Another humorous and famous saying has to do with the one who tries to point out the speck and get out the speck in someone else's eye. There's like a tiny little speck in there. But what he's failing to recognize is that there's a big plank in his own eye. So he can't see clearly to remove that tiny speck in the eye of another. So what's Jesus trying to say here? Well, he's trying to help us to see that when we're critical of others or judgmental of others, so often what we're actually overlooking our own faults in the process. And that can be a defense mechanism for us. Instead of dealing with my own problems, I become very focused on the problems of other people. Instead of acknowledging my own sins, I'm hyper aware of the sins of others. So I think if we're honest with ourselves, we can all say that we struggle in this way. It's very easy for me to see the very small faults of Father John while ignoring my own very large faults. But Jesus says, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. So Jesus is giving us a direction here. How do we deal with this tendency that we have to be so critical of others? He says, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. A couple weeks ago, I was at a conference, and there was an Opus Dei priest who was giving some conferences, and he grew up in Spain, in Madrid, and he was talking about about what a big deal it was in the 80s in Europe when a new Archbishop of Paris was named, a very unusual choice, people thought. This is an archbishop named by St. John Paul II, a man who had become Cardinal Lustiger. And it made headlines throughout Europe because the Holy Father had chosen a man who was a Jewish convert. So he had been raised as a Jew and then as a teenager, much to the disappointment of his very devoutly Jewish parents, he became a Catholic. And so it made headlines throughout Europe when that happened. And he said that as a kid, he remembered watching the first press conference given by this new Archbishop of Paris, which is probably the most important diocese in Europe. And he said one of the first questions that a reporter asked was, what's your first priority here in Paris? What are you going to work on first? And the new Archbishop of Paris said, my first priority is the conversion of the Archbishop of Paris. His own conversion, he said, was his first priority. It's good for each of us to realize how we all, myself included, are in need of conversion. Jesus says, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. We can be very aware, especially in our world today, of how other people need to be converted. Only all of these other people thought differently than they do or act differently than they do. But Jesus is saying, don't worry about them. Remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Pope Francis said something rather similar after he was elected Pope. I remember very, very well reading the first interview that was given of him. It was from an Italian Catholic publication. The interviewer was Jesuit Father Antonio Spadaro, and the first question that Father Spadaro asked the new Pope Francis was, "Who are you? Who is Jorge Bergoglio?" And Pope Francis paused for a moment and he said, "I am a sinner in need of salvation." His first words that he said in the first interview that he ever gave as Holy Father, when asked who he was, "I'm a sinner in need of salvation." We also do this when we come to Mass. That's basically the first thing that we do too. When, before hardly doing anything else, we say, "I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned through my fault, through my most grievous fault." So this is the way that the church structures worship for us, is before we can encounter God, we first have to realize and accept and confess who we are, a sinner in need of salvation, in need of mercy. Jesus says, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly. I think this is a really good reflection for us going into Lent. Ash Wednesday is this Wednesday. And so as we think about what we might do during Lent, or what discipline or penitential practice we'll try to pick up, it's easy for us to do things like give up sweets. I mean, not easy necessarily, but it could be kind of a no-brainer to give up sweets or chocolate or soda or whatever. But maybe that's not really our struggle. Maybe our attachment to sweets is pretty low on the priority list of what we really need to work on in our life. But what we could think about is, what could I do for Lent that would really help me to grow in holiness? And so we might think about the different attachments that we have in our life that are real attachments. So for instance, maybe we notice that we've just kind of settled into the bad habit of when we're with our family or loved ones, being on our screens and scrolling through social media. Even when we're in the presence of other people, we've developed a bad habit in that way. It inhibits our relationship with them, from our being able to spend and enjoy quality time with our family. Or maybe we've become too reliant on sources of comfort other than relationship with God or family. So it's very easy for us to fall into things like stress eating, where we feel stressed and instead of dealing with it in a healthy way through relationship with God and relationship with others, we just kind of mindlessly eat or snack or binge late at night. Or maybe we drink too much. Maybe we watch too much television, stay up too late. That last Lent, right in the middle of Lent, I got a random letter from a former parishioner who wrote me a nice letter. She thanked me for some things, and then she mentioned in her letter that her Lenten discipline was that every day she was writing a letter to somebody who had made a difference in her life. And I was thinking, what a wonderful thing that is. And again, thinking about where we struggle and what would be good to help us to grow in holiness. So for instance, if our struggle is feeling sorry for ourselves, kind of just sitting and wallowing in self-pity. If that's our struggle, then every day acknowledging blessings received, acknowledging people who have blessed us in our life, what a wonderful thing that would be. Thinking of things that I'm thankful for. A priest friend of mine every day, I don't know how he does this, but a priest friend every day before he goes to bed writes down 5 things he's thankful for. I tried it and I got through about 3 days. But what a wonderful thing that would be. Even our tendency to turn towards ourself and to be self-focused. That letter writing, or even making a commitment to call someone every day, gets us out of ourselves, helps us to think about reaching out to another person. So we're talking about meaningful Lenten discipline or practice that really gets to the heart of what the beam is in my eye. What's the beam? What's the obstacle that prevents me from being in the kind of relationship with God that He wants me to have with Him? What is it that prevents me from really growing in holiness? What is it that's holding my conversion back? That's the sort of thing that we want to work on during Lent. So today in this Mass, we encounter Jesus Himself. Jesus who tells us to remove the wooden beam from your eye, then you will see clearly. So let's ask the Lord today to help us to see that wooden beam. What is it? What's the obstacle in my life? Let's ask for the grace to work on that during Lent, to choose a Lenten discipline that will really get to the heart of the matter. That will really help us to grow in holiness, that will really help us finally, myself included, to be converted.